Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy ninth day of April. I hope you're having an amazing day. We are in Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 39, which will finish up Matthew 15 for us. We're in the Common English Bible, CEB. This is what it says. Jesus moved on from there along the shore of the Galilee Sea. He went up a mountain and sat down. Large crowds came to him, including those who were paralyzed, blind, injured, and unable to speak, and many others. They laid them at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd was amazed when they saw those who had been unable to speak talking, and the paralyzed cured, and the injured walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Now, Jesus called his disciples and said, I feel sorry for the crowd because they have been with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry for fear they won't have enough strength to travel. His disciples replied, Where are we going to get enough food in this wilderness to satisfy such a big crowd? Jesus said, How much bread do you have? They responded, seven loaves and a few fish. He told the crowd to sit on the ground. He took the seven loaves of bread and the fish. After he gave thanks, he broke them into pieces and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowd. Everyone ate until they were full. The disciples collected seven baskets full of leftovers. 4,000 men ate, plus women and children. After dismissing the crowds, Jesus got into the boat and came to the region of Magadan. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this story. And I'm always surprised after I read this feeding of the 4,000 because I think, well, didn't they just see the feeding of the 5,000? And why did they not have faith? But then it's really easy for me in retrospect to judge them. I wasn't in their shoes. And then I have to look at my own clay-footed ways and I realize there are so many times where you have provided for me and for my family. And yet in the middle of a new crisis, I'm like, I wonder if God's going to provide for me. So I am exactly like the disciples here. I'm so surprised still that they didn't say, well, okay, can you do your thing, Jesus? Because you just did it with 5,000 and now can you do this again? But they didn't. It didn't even occur to them to ask that question. And so, Lord, that's a really good lesson to me, that why does it not occur to me to remember the faithfulness of God when I'm being placed in a new situation? So I pray that for my friend today. Maybe they're in that situation where they have seen you be amazing over the years. They've looked in the rearview mirror and they've seen, wow, God's been faithful. But today they're seeing something that they can't see through. And maybe they're looking through the windshield of their life and they're thinking, yeah, he was faithful in the past, but not today. Lord, would you show up? Would you show us that you are our provider in whatever way that means, provider of friendships, provider of people, provider of mothers and fathers, spiritual mothers and fathers, where maybe we haven't had mothers and fathers to walk us through things. Lord, I pray for that today. There are many of us who are spiritual orphans, or we just didn't have the kind of nurturing that we needed to grow ourselves up, and now we need people to disciple us. So Lord, we pray you'd send those people in our lives, but we also pray you would make us people like that, that we would be people who disciple others and see the people who are having pain out there, and we would be part of the solution. We always want to be mentored, but we don't want to mentor, so give us the gumption to be both of those things. Lord, thank you that you are the provider, and thank you that you didn't rebuke the disciples. You just simply asked them the question, how much bread do you have? And they answered. And so, Lord, we thank you for the questions that you ask. And we open ourselves up today for any question that you want to ask us. And I think about the Garden of Eden and how that question was so poignant. Where are you? Where are you? And that's the question that sometimes you ask of us because we've walked away from you, or we haven't found the delight in following you, and we've just kind of gone on a little rabbit trail, or we've gone down a pit of sin and we keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And you ask us, where are you? What do you have? What's in your hand? Where are you? And so, Lord, we want to answer that favorably. We are your children. We are right here. We want to have fellowship with you and spend time with you every single day. So, Lord, we thank you for your provision ahead of time. Instead of always having to look to the back and the rearview mirror, but we want to look forward and say, I believe by faith that you will continue to provide for me as you have throughout my whole life. And we trust you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, one way you can do that is to go to Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. There are several different levels. At the $10 level, you'll receive a painting by me every month, original. And you see them on my Etsy shop later, but you get them first and for free. And secret podcast at $25, and $100 gets you on my prayer team. And so, anyway, I just thank you so much for being a part of providing for all the behind the scenes stuff that happens in this podcast that costs money. So thank you for that, and hope you have an amazing day.